Step 5. Аудиозапись 19 к заданию 1. Listen to the interview and do the task from your textbook.
In our studio, today we are welcoming an English literary critic, Benjamin Osborne, who has just finished his new book devoted to Arthur Conan Doyle, a famous British writer. Mr. Osborne, let's start with a bit of history. Please tell us about Conan Doyle's life.
Arthur Conan Doyle was born in Edinburgh, the capital of Scotland. His father was an artist and an architect by profession, but he worked as a clerk in an office and died fairly young. The family had a lot of financial problems after his death.
How did Arthur happen to become an author?
Well, his mother was a very good storyteller. I think that was the beginning. Then he read a lot during his school years, and he often told his friends long and interesting stories, getting sweets and cakes for that.
Did he get any special university education in literature?
Not exactly. After leaving school, Conan Doyle became a student of the medical faculty at the University of Edinburgh. In his third year of studies, he went to the Arctic as a ship doctor. After graduating from the university, he sailed to Western Africa. Later, he began his medical practice in a small English town, Southsea, and in 1887, he published his first detective story.
Were Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson its main characters?
Quite so, and very soon they became the most popular characters of his numerous stories, while Baker Street in London became the well-known address.
So, Conan Doyle had his medical practice and wrote detective stories in his free time, didn't he?
At the beginning of his career he did, but then in 1891 he gave up his medical work and devoted all his time to his literary activity. He also travelled much. He visited Europe, the USA and Egypt.
Did he write only detective stories?
Besides detective stories, Conan Doyle wrote historical novels and two fantastic stories, The Lost World and The Poisoned Belt. They were quite successful.
It's a known fact that Conan Doyle was so tired of Sherlock Holmes that he decided to kill him in one of the stories. And indeed, the famous detective was killed during his struggle with Professor Moriarty in the story Holmes' Last Case. How did it happen that he appeared again in Conan Doyle's books?
The story Holmes's Last Case was published in 1893. The writer hoped that after that he would be able to begin creating other books, but his readers didn't want to lose their favorite character, and 10 years later the famous detective appeared again.
Which of the famous stories do you consider the best one?
In my view, it's The Hound of the Baskervilles, though maybe not everyone will agree with me.